your assessment of today's disappointing draw here today, David?
Obviously disappointing. 1-0 up at half time, they're down to 10 men. I fully expect us to go out and perform better than we did in the second half. I did warn the players at half time, don't switch off. They're more than capable of nicking a goal. And so they got the goal, but there was still enough time left in the game for us to. We should have been better, we should have been more ruthless, clinical, picked the right pass in the final third. We didn't.
It was a brick wall in the second half. We just couldn't break it down, could we?
Well, that's where it comes, you know, lack of quality. You know, and I keep sort of saying, and we keep picking the players that we have at the minute. But, you know, somewhere along the line, we've got to pick the right pass in the final third. And, you know, today, ultimately, we didn't.
The frustrating thing is that there were missed chances, you know, at the end of the first half. Yeah. You know, throughout the second half, and, you know, even, you know, a couple of headers in the last couple of seconds.
Yeah,
you know?
We huffed and puffed a bit in the second half. No real. Paul Smith possibly should have scored when he went through, but he's a young kid. He's been exceptional since he's been in. But, you know, I'm expecting some of my more experienced players to stand up and, you know, go and win the game for us.
Alan Muller deserve a lot of credit for taking a point from the position they were in at half time, don't
they? They do. And, you know, congratulate Whitey at the end of the game. You know, he set his stall out in the second half. It can't be easy going down to 10 men, but they battled hard, and full credit to them. But I am hugely disappointed that we let them off the den go and get the 3 points.
After last week's win, you were hoping to get momentum, so it's another.
It is a stop start. Mm-hmm. You know, you get yourself. Two steps forward, three steps back, and all that caper. You know, it's just about time we started believing in what we're trying to do and take the result that we got last week against Coleraine and build on it. I was hoping for that today, building up into Carrick on Tuesday, Ballymena next week. So the Carrick game now becomes a big game for us.
Obviously, it's a big semi final, it's a chance to get to a final. So, it's a really big, big game for us in the season, isn't it?
It is, it's a big game. It's a big game here. It's obviously at Windsor, so hopefully, it gives us a the opportunity to go out and express ourselves, play better than we did today in the second half, and hopefully put ourselves in the cup final.
Competition for places in terms of bringing players in on Tuesday night, possibly, or you know,
I hope so. I'm looking in and around the squad at the minute, and you're always asking yourself, do you pick the right players? You know, I'm going away today asking, did I pick the right players today? And possibly I didn't.
You can understand the frustration of the supporters that take it at the end, because you're a supporter yourself.
Yeah, I was just frustrated, you know. Very frustrated, you know. I feel their hurt, I feel their pain. I'm watching it, you know, I can see it close up, you know, that we're not doing enough. And then it comes down to me to ask the question, why is the players not doing enough? Why are they not picking the right pass? I don't know, but so it's something that we need to improve on. Hopefully that's Tuesday.
All the very best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good man.